This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Southern New England Sports Original, 103.7 WEEI.
All right, welcome back to Tucker and Kitchen here at 103.7 WEEI, asking the question this morning about your season expectations for the Patriots in terms of what you want to see as a success or what you think would be a failure for this season, and also posing the question, what's more important? The Jerod Mayo aspect of this, the Elliott Wolf aspect of this, and or the whole coaching staff and front office in terms of, are these the right guys that the Kraft's hired and put in place to replace Bill Belichick? Is the organization running smoothly, or is the coaching looking good? Are the games tight? You know, that stuff we want to see. Or is it more important that you found the quarterback with Drake May? And I think it's an interesting debate. I think you make a valid case for most, or for both, and I think most would say that it would be the latter with finding the guy in Drake May. But, Ben, what would you say to that?
To me, it's finding the quarterback, because if you have a quality quarterback in this league, you're always somewhat relevant. You know, you might not have great seasons, but you're never going to have an absolute dog crap season with a really good quarterback. That's more important. We've seen coaches shuffle in and out, and this guy wins a Super Bowl, and then he's gone in a year. Like, and the team will still be good. To me, the most important thing for this team is to figure out who's the quarterback, and is he going to be, you know, a top 12 quarterback in the league for the next 6, 7, 8 years? That's more important than the coaching. In this day and age, the coaches can kind of come and go, and these teams will still have success. The quarterback's always going to keep you relevant. Like, look at the Chargers, right? They were bad last year. But because they have Herbert, they're still relevant in people's minds. There's yeah. plenty of people that are like, yeah, you know, they can get their way back
to the
playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see when they go 5-12.
But
yeah, but it's right now how they feel. It's going into the season how they feel. What's the interest
and
level? What's
the excitement? Harbaugh effect there.
But there's still a question surrounding Herbert. It's like, I know he's a good quarterback, but is he the guy that's going to win you a Super Bowl? Like, that's still a valid question.
That my point is more, if you have one of the – but we can agree that Herbert's a top 12 quarterback, right? Probably fair. 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, he's definitely – the arrow's pointing down on Herbert, though.
Agreed.
Over the past couple of years. Yep.
And he lost his two starting receivers, his starting running back. I'm very trepidatious on –
But, again, my point is they could still be bad, but they're still believed to be relevant because they have a quarterback that's of a certain quality.
No, I get
that. That gives you hope. That gives you more hope than having a good head coach. You care more about the talent that's actually on the field.
I just think that if you're if you're seeing coaching that's just like he looks so in over his head, and you're just seeing constant mistakes on both sides of the ball, and it just doesn't look as tight as it did, then you got to make a decision on that guy quick. And I guess you give Mayo 2 years to figure it out, maybe three, but
they're going to give him three. He is the Kraft's pet project.
Right.
He had a deal in place.
But do we have the patience
Belichick's
for that?
Final season. How much patience do we have?
Right.
I don't know if it matters to them.
Well, we'll see. Because this is their chosen. What Tucker said about potential empty seats going forward.
Yeah.
That'll reflect it.
Yep, absolutely. We'll continue that discussion, but I want to get to the phones.
Let me just, before we get to
real
that,
quick. Yeah,
just
sure.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Because I do want to hear what Matt has to say. I think if it doesn't go well, Mayo is safe for a little while. The first head to roll is Elliot Wolf. That's the first place they're going to blame it on.
See, I don't know.
I'm just saying, Mayo's their pet project. Mayo is their guy.
The first head to roll would be one of the coordinators, depending on their performance.
Well, yeah, I think it'll be AVP if the offense really looks bad.
I meant of the key personnel.
Upper echelon.
Yes, I don't mean
they've
I'm not
empowered
talking about
Van Pelt, well, though, to be one of the key personnel, unfortunately.
He's the head coach of the offense, didn't you hear? Head coach
of
the offense.
That's also a way to scapegoat him.
Yeah, seriously. All right, well, we'll continue to have discussion, but let's jump to the phones. 401-777-1037. Matt is in work this morning. Matt, how we doing?
Hey, morning, guys. Let me just go through this before I get to the pass take on the field, because it really bothers me. Right, and it's relevant to how I feel about Kraft. So Mike Brown, the guy that he inherited the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
Yep.
You've already gone to one Super Bowl with your core. And your field is probably the worst in the NFL. You play on asphalt out there. And you won't pay Ja'Marr Chase. You inherit this franchise from nothing, right? Like, just pay the man and be done with it. It's just annoying to me. It's like Tommy Boy McNair in Houston. And like I said, with Kraft, like, you bought the team for so-and-so. Tom Brady made you like $5 billion in equity, and you're not spending to the top of the market. It's just super annoying to me. I don't know. I'll get your thoughts after. But on the field, I'm really curious on how they're going to plug the huge hole left by Barrymore in the middle. And what you were saying before about penalties, hopefully they don't have like the elite talent, but hopefully they can be well coached, because if they start getting penalties all over the place, especially the costly ones, the holdings after you get first down and whatnot, you know, it's going to be even a longer season and even more brutal to watch than I think it's going to be. Thanks, guys.
You're right.
I mean, that's what worries me with Mayo, is the inexperience in getting his guys ready. And I know he's a former player, obviously, but it's a completely different animal. And we've seen moments where he seems a little in over his head with comments to the press and everything, but how does it look on the field?
Yeah.
Can I just add one more thing about Mayo?
Sure.
Yeah.
If I'm still on. You played middle linebacker, and you were a great middle linebacker in the NFL, the captain of the defense. Like, no one should – I mean, you know a lot about offense. I don't know why he's acting like he doesn't know anything about offense. Kind of.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said that, because I said that last
– is the head coach of the offense. Like, okay, like, I don't know, guys. All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Matt.
I said that last week on the show. Don't tell me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Don't know offense. What do you study every single week of your career as a defensive player?
It's so true.
You study the other team's offense. You cannot possibly tell me you don't really understand offense.
It's just like, it's just
all you study.
It's just so disingenuous. Like, it's like you studied nonstop opposing quarterbacks and everything about the opposing offense. But now Alex Van Pelt's the head coach of the offense. Like, I don't know how offense works. I'm just leave it to Alex.
They didn't teach offense at Optum.
Like, I don't know how that works. Like, come on. You were very smart, high football IQ linebacker in the NFL. I think you know how offense works. Oh, I hated that. Gutman, head coach of the offense, please. Ugh. But
by the way, you mentioned Tommy Boy. Hot take, Black Sheep, funnier movie than Tommy Boy.
Oh, that is not accurate. That's not accurate.
I don't know. Give Black Sheep a rewatch. It's funnier than you think.
I have both movies memorized, and Black Sheep's fine. It's no Tommy Boy. You can't
Black
top
Sheep
Tommy
has
Boy.
Some funny moments. Tommy Boy's just a better movie.
I agree with that. Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like Black Sheep is funnier. Not a better
Black
movie,
Sheep has some hilarious moments. Absolutely hilarious moments.
Vote for Dolly.
No, we get pulled over for speeding.
Oh, yeah. Seven. You were going
7 miles an hour. And normally when I pull people over, they pull over to the side and not the middle of the road.
No, don't get me wrong. It's just Tommy Boy is just an overall better movie and funnier, I think. But
it's so, like, remembered fondly where I feel like people forget that Black Sheep was a pretty good movie, too.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah,
I just rewatched it last weekend, so it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah, I'll have to get. I could sure go to some peanut butter cups right about now.
So Matt brought up something interesting about the owners.
Yeah.
And you know, he brings up Brown with the Bengals, and yes, he did inherit that whole situation is very bizarre and very weird because he inherited the team, but it was also a team that his father started because he got kicked out of the team that he started, which was the Cleveland Browns, which he named after himself. You weirdo. Whole thing's weird. He's one of the worst owners in the NFL, and there's some bad owners in the NFL. And the Crafts better be careful, because if this doesn't start to go well within the next 2 or 3 years, you're going to be lumped in with one of the bad owners of the NFL.
And
people are going to start to turn back and look and go, man, we used to give Kraft a lot of credit. All that credit really needed to go to Belichick and Brady.
Thank you for saying that, because I've been on this for a while now, like with my buddies in the social circle, like in terms of like the Crafts. It's just like, all right, well, now the spotlight is on you guys. Brady's gone. Belichick's gone. What are you guys going to do now? Because their legacy now is definitely in the spotlight with this.
And Robert's not exactly a spring chicken. I mean, the keys are going to get handed totally to Jonathan pretty soon,
yes,
in my opinion. So that's when the, you know, magnifying glass is really going to be on Jonathan.
The ultimate nightmare scenario for them is if Belichick comes back next year, which I think we all believe he's going to coach next year. If he comes back with, let's just throw it out there, the Cowboys, and he goes on and wins a Super Bowl with the Cowboys, no one's going to look worse than the Crafts, because then everyone's going to look at them and be like, hey, you let the greatest quarterback of all time go over a couple of million dollars and a stupid disagreement. Hey, you fired the greatest head coach of all time because you refused to spend any money. And then when he goes to a team that will spend some money, oh, by the way, he wins again.
I mean, in fairness, Belichick has like 6 years of awful drafts and pushing
away
Tom Brady.
I agree.
There's other factors.
It doesn't matter. Because the perception will be, you let Tom Brady go, he went and won another Super Bowl. You fired Bill Belichick, and then he goes and wins another Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
because we're going to start to look at some of those questionable decisions that we've all thrown at Belichick and start to ascribe them to the Krafts, whether it's true or not.
But they can't run an organization like that. Like, I hate running an organization out of fear. At this point, just do the right things. No, don't worry about what Belichick's doing, what Tom Brady's doing. You made your decisions. Now it's time to make better decisions.
I agree, but what I'm telling you is what the storyline's going to be, what is going to be talked about between fans and media members. That's how it's going to be brought up.
Yeah, and it's going to be, what have you done for me lately from the fan base? That's what it's going to be. And
it's going to be like, you guys were good when you had Brady and Belichick, but has largely been kind of.
Well, it'll be like how we view John Henry now, where obviously he has a great resume, but the last 4 or 5 years, we look at John Henry as a cheap owner who doesn't invest in his team.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I would certainly say the Krafts are very much in the spotlight and should be put in that bucket with how the organization looks from an operational standpoint without Belichick. You know, lump them in with the LA Wolves too in the Gerard Mayo conversation. So, what's more important, the front office and the coaching staff? Did they make hires or did they find the right starting quarterback with Drake May? 401-777-1037. We got to touch on a couple of other items here. We'll touch on the, how the Patriots might fare tomorrow. I guess we can do a little game preview.
This game just got a lot more interesting over the last 2 days. Because it went from being, they're just going to get their ass kicked to, okay, what's going on with the Bengals here? Why is this? Now this game has become a truly interesting game, and we should kind of break that down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. We can take a look at tomorrow, and I'll just add to that that this has been one of the more active spreads on the Week 1 slate in terms of Vegas. A lot of movement on this line, and there's a lot of factors that have been going into that line. We'll take a look at that. And so we'll touch on game one tomorrow for the Patriots and the actual preview of this game and set aside season expectations and all that. But we'll still welcome those calls. Don't get me wrong. 401-777-1037. We'll do the game one preview next here on Tucker and Kitchen, 1037 WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,